I'm at Unconvention sneaking around. People have been talking about politics and... Carry on. People have been talking about politics and music. And I'm going to sneak up and intrude on a conversation between Viv Albertine and Laura Kidd about women in music. They've been talking a lot about punk stuff and women and how it's still very difficult and how boys are more autistic or something like that. Anyway, here they are.
Like, okay, that's fine. The sound man thinks that I'm the girlfriend of my boyfriend, sort of thing, and I'm not here playing my own show. That's fine. You can't, that does add up, doesn't it? And you start thinking, do you know what? Fuck you, because I'm playing some tunes.
Even when I came in today, I got introduced to people and Jarvis Cocker and stuff, and they're like, oh, hi, probably Don Letts' girlfriend, you know, barely get it. Well, you know, to them, I'm just some girl, you know. And a bit later, it's, oh, Viv, you know, hi.
It's terrible because
even just being a female, you just immediately actually gone to second base, you know, sort of second place in a way.
Not second base, we don't condone that.
That's tits.
I think so. And there's a song. Brilliant. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. And it's, you know, and they're guys who should know better. You know, they've been doing this a long time. They're not individually like misogynists. They don't one-on-one think women can't do stuff, but they just assume
it's
that.
It's just like that thing I said in the talk, that you've got enemies that are out, you know, you've got outposts in your head. Yeah. So in the guys' heads, they don't realise that as soon as they see a woman, especially if she's all right looking, they don't even think, it's nothing conscious, it's just she's gone into second place. She's not going to be someone who's vital. She's not going to be someone who's going to change the world. But
has that come from film, do you think? Because I used to be blonde, right? And I used to have such terrible problems walking around London, getting people touching me and like having a go at me and propositioning me all the time. So I dyed my hair bright red and I pierced my lips. And I was like, I want to be the weird girl for a bit because it feels more me. I don't want people to think that I'm available to them
in any
way.
That's what punk did, exactly. It took away all the prettiness till actually they had to engage with you as people.
Yeah.
Black around your eyes, matted hair, you know, a snarly look on your face, black clothes all misshapen, baggy, you know, Dr. Martens, and it was almost consciously to strip it all down and say, look, I'm not playing this game, I'm not going to be all pretty, you deal with me as a person. And you know, we still had relationships. Yeah, the guys loved it, but it was great to have to not have to be pretty. I was very aware of that as I walked around. Oh, what a relief. I felt like I looked as great as I could look for me, for my personality.
Yeah.
I didn't have to sort of be all legs waxed, you know, Paris Hilton, hair done, groomed, and think I'm still not quite there. I was 100% as great as I could look.
Yeah.
And that was a really
so
liberating
maybe that's
thing.
It. And I think that's why a lot of women artists do that. They do dress weird and stuff. And it's not just I'm being the kooky one, like Florence and the Machine. Oh, I'm so kooky. Yeah. It's not that. It's just that... to be taken a bit more seriously or to act out that part of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite theatrical in the way that I dress for my videos and I make my own videos and stuff as well. But it's not, I'm going to be theatrical now because that's expected of me. It's like, okay, this is like, when else am I going to dress up other than in my videos and at my shows?
Yeah.
Well, and now, I suppose.
Yeah.
But even in general, you know, like, I don't want to be, you know, the long hair that swishes in the same way.
Yeah.
All these girls standing at the bus stop who look all the fucking same.
Yeah.
Like, I do want to be weird.
Poor things, because they just don't know how it feels to be liberated from that, you know. And it is great. You know, I buy into it. I've got the enemies in my head. I try and keep slim and da da da. But I look at myself and think, maybe just a little tuck.
Oh, no, don't be silly. I think it's wonderful. I remember being 18 years old, feeling very, very disassociated from any other women. I didn't know any other women playing bands. Every time my band would play a gig, I was always the only girl. Always. And still actually am. But anyway, and I just remember reading these books and finally feeling a bit better about it. And just, you know, just looking for that thing that what you're doing is okay, basically, aren't you?
Yeah.
And that what you're doing is meaningful. It took me a long time to realise that I actually did have something to say that people wouldn't question me about. And now I play my shows and I play on my own. And people don't come up afterwards and go,
are you
going to get a band? Yeah.
Oh, right.
And they always used to come up and go, oh, you should do this, you should have this drummer, you should play this guitar. And no, and they don't do it anymore.
They'll still do that to me. Every gig. It's, oh, it'd be great to hear what you sounded like with a band if I haven't got a band.
Like,
or if I'm with a band, it'd be great to hear what you sounded like if you had less of this. More. They've always got... I've had people come up to my guitar, touch the tone knob and say, you've got too much treble, guys, and turn my tone knob down.
Because really, we don't do anything. We don't think about anything
Like she
I'm really just wandering around. I mean,
she doesn't know.
I think I wandered out of the kitchen and I'm a bit confused. Yeah. I've got this guitar, but I don't really know how to play it. And I don't know what the knobs do, so I'll just do this a bit.
Tonight?
Yeah.
A brief slice of genius.